So, you know, we always do a little coffee break featurette, and last time it was a pop quiz, and sometimes it's named that hymn, and sometimes it is a book review. But this time, I thought I would speak about something that I speak about a lot to my students, that people have a lot of confusion about, and that is about sound. So, we talk a lot about energy in this church, right? And we know that energy is very mysterious and has, undefinable. You look it up, and the scientists don't even know what energy is, right? We just know that everything's made of it. And so I was under this impression that sound waves were just like light waves, only slower. And I insisted upon that, and Carla just kind of nodded her head and humored me when I was telling her this. But when I was researching for this talk, I discovered that indeed they are different, even though energy is work, right? Kinetic energy moves, and so sound energy and light energy both move. But what I found out was that light energy is what's called a transverse wave, and sound energy is called a compression wave. So light energy is part of electromagnetic energy, which is that spectrum that includes X-rays and gamma rays and all that stuff. And those waves actually do move like this. But sound waves move like pushes through the air. So and one thing that I found out was that sound waves actually have to move through something. They move through solid things. They move through the air because there is mass in the air. Whereas light waves or electromagnetic waves are stopped by mass. And we see them because they are reflected. So very different. And the thing about sound waves is that they move faster through denser material. Who would know? So that was really interesting. Now, so with a slinky, if you were to demonstrate, if you took a slinky and you gave it a little pull on that end, some of the waves, they would get closer, and then they would get farther and closer, and that's what happens with the sound. It was push, 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 and light waves is like that. So, in music, the lower waves, the slower waves make lower notes. And the faster waves make higher notes, and that's what we call frequency. And so we call that pitch, and the notes up here are much higher than those up there. But do you hear how those all go together? Does anybody know why that is? Okay, so imagine if you have sound waves and they're going this fast, right? Mm-hmm. These are going exactly twice as fast. That's called an octave. So that's why we call this a C, and this a C, and this a C. The proportion is exactly half. In string players, we know that if we divide our string in half, that we get a harmonic there, and it's exactly the next higher octave pitch. And what's really great is that if you do like a ratio of like, I think it's 2 to 3, I didn't look up my ratios, that's when you get what's called a fifth, which sounds very open. And I think a fourth is like 5, still a pretty decent ratio. Now, if you get something that's going more like this, where the ratio is kind of maybe 15 to 16 or something even closer, you'll get something that sounds dissonant, just like that. Something like a second. Or even this. And that doesn't sound as good to us. So our ears are so miraculous and so sensitive that they're way more sensitive than our little tuners and our devices. We can tell if this is perfectly aligned or not. And that's where harmony comes from. We decided that certain things sound good together. It has to do with the proportions of the frequency of the energy. Isn't that cool? Yeah. So that's how I teach playing in tune to my students, so they understand they're not trying to just get a note in a certain place that they're supposed to learn. They actually have that knowledge built into them, and so do you. So another one of the miraculous ways of God expressing in this world.